Welcome to the Rosetta Health Podcast Series. Direct Trust is an alliance of health IT and healthcare provider organizations that aim to support secure, interoperable health information exchange via the direct message protocols. And today we're very excited to be speaking with Direct Trust President and CEO, Dr. David Kibbe, who's been a key driver of the organization's success. And Dr. Kibbe, how are you doing today?
Very well, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. And let's start off at the top with a bit of a high-level question. So tell us about Direct Trust's role in health information exchange as it relates to today.
Direct Trust's network is the largest clinical exchange network in the country. It is standards-based. It is interoperable, operating within about 400 different electronic health records and a smaller but significant number of personal health records, and reaches about 110,000 healthcare provider organizations. So it's an electronic means of moving messages and attachments from point to point over the internet in a way that is very secure, encrypted, and identity verified with respect to the parties that are doing the connections, therefore highly suited for protecting the privacy of communications that include personal health information.
That's great. And if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are today. I guess the evolution of Direct Trust, if you will.
Sure. Direct Trust is an outgrowth of the Direct Project, which started in 2010. It was operated by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology under the leadership of Farzad Mostashari at the time. And it was conceived as a means of a simple, secure, interoperable exchange between primarily providers and other providers across the boundaries of physical organization and health IT systems and EHR vendors. It has extended, of course, now to connections between providers and patients, not only providers and providers. It's really been a very successful, good example of a public-private consortium and effort by the federal government, which required a very small amount of seed money to get it going, but has grown very significant to serve the public's need for moving data between these difficult boundaries that exist when providers use many different kinds of EHR vendors' products.
Yeah, and you know, that plays perfectly into our next question, because it seems like health data exchange is an ongoing challenge. But overall, in terms of the growth and evolution of Direct Trust, what were some of the key challenges when you look back over the 8-9 years, if you will?
Well, one of the challenges, of course, was would the technology work? And could we provide essentially an off-the-shelf use of protocols for email and for public key cryptography to make sure that the security and identity verification assurances were set very high. There was the technical side of it was challenging. I think it was also challenging to find the business incentive for health information exchange. In fee-for-service, interoperability is not a high business priority for many organizations. But with a meaningful use program and the bonus incentive payments that were made to hospitals, medical practices, and other clinicians for the use of Direct for transitions of care and for moving data from the hospital to the community providers when a patient's discharged, we were able to overcome that challenge. And as you know, it's very important that we have both a good sound clinical need for this technology, but we also have, it has to make sense from a business perspective as well. I think it's actually been quite successful. The challenges now primarily ongoing are getting the electronic health record vendors' products to be more usable and easier for participants in Direct Exchange to send and receive messages, to manage those messages, to match the patient's identities, and so forth.
Interesting. So for my next question, let's talk about Direct Transport and how has it evolved beyond just meaningful use transitions of care? Tell us about that.
Yeah, one of the things that people sometimes think about Direct and Direct Trust is it's, quote, just email, end quote. But in fact, Direct has evolved into a very robust transport platform. So unlike email, Direct Exchange can have endpoints that are servers, for example, or medical devices. The attachments can be very, very large documents, even DICOM images. There has been additional automation that's occurred at the edges of the network, so to speak, where automation in terms of managing the content, translating the content from one format to another, automating the process of getting the information to the right patient account, all of those things have contributed to the development here of a more significant capability than was once envisioned, I think, in terms of transport. The other big thing that happens and is really exciting for the future is that we have developed a very robust public key infrastructure and have garnered very significant expertise and experience with identity proofing and with the management of the digital certificates that are used for both encryption and identity.
Excellent. So, you know, the topic of health information exchange is certainly always top of mind in our world at Rosetta Health. And of course, it was a big topic at HIMSS this past year. In your mind, what is the future of health information exchange?
Yeah, I think the word that I would use for health information exchange future is diversity. Certainly well aware of the contributions that your company has made on Rosetta Health in this space and kind of pioneering things that you've done, Rosetta Health has done with moving data via Direct. But in terms of health information exchange writ large, the issue here is actually becoming the diversity and flexibility with which provider organizations can choose different kinds of interoperable exchange. Direct is very, very significant and helpful and useful in certain use cases, but a query via FHIR is another type of technology that is also going to become very valuable. Health information exchanges play a role in moving data in some communities and do that very successfully. And I think we'll probably see additional technologies and additional methods for moving data become available to healthcare provider organizations and increasingly to patients as they seek to have better access to their own health information and control over what happens to that information.
That's great. You know, Dr. Kibbe, I understand that we all understand, we saw the announcement around HIMSS, that you're going to be moving on from your position at Direct Trust. And looking forward, as somebody who's stepping away, what do you hope the future holds for Direct Trust? How would you like to see the organization evolve?
Well, I think the organization is evolving and will continue to evolve. One of the areas that we will be developing and Direct Trust will be developing its capabilities after I leave is as a standards development organization. The Direct Standard needs a new home. Direct Trust is stepping up to become the standards development organization that's ANSI accredited in order to manage the standard and to bring new components to the standard over time of growth and evolution for the organization. I'm very confident that that will go forward in 2019 under my successor. We have a terrific board of directors and we have wonderful volunteers, as you know. Another area alluded to earlier, which is that leveraging of Direct Trust's PKI-based trust framework to support other technologies like FHIR and blockchain is very exciting and I think very much a part of the ongoing evolution and utility of Direct Trust as an organization and as a community that wants to promote health information exchange, but to do so with very significant high levels of assurance for identity.
That's great. You know, Dr. Kibbe, we really, really, really appreciate your time today. This was an excellent interview. Is there anything to add? Anything we may have missed before we sign off?
No, I thought your questions were excellent. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. And thank you so much. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Rosetta Health podcast interview with Dr. David Kibbe. He is the president and CEO of Direct Trust. And Dr. Kibbe was kind enough to share his insights on kind of the past, present, and future of Direct Trust and where health information exchange is headed. And Dr. Kibbe, thank you so much for your time today.